If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
I am delighted to be in County Mayo, Ireland, in Westport, on the estate of Westport House, a place that has been sold not all that long ago to people with two things you need to keep a wonderful place afloat and in good condition. They need to have vision and they need to be well funded. And happily, there are people in the world who understand the value of restoration, preservation, conservation of historic places. And Westport House is just amazing, people. And we're going to be continuing a conversation we started in the last hour, something I rarely do, but there's so much I need to talk with Catherine Connolly about, who is the house supervisor at Westport House in County Mayo, Ireland. We're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO under conductor Andras Nelsons performs with special guest Lang Lang on piano, performing Mozart and Tchaikovsky. Friday night, July 6th at 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I'm with Catherine Connolly. At the moment, we're in the library of Westport House, just one of those underrated treasures and closer to not very well-known treasures outside of the region, something I am sure that Tim Husbands, the new CEO, who formerly was with Titanic Belfast, the attraction in Belfast, Northern Ireland, they're going to want to rectify and make sure that everybody knows about Westport House and comes to visit. And I'm with the resident leprechaun, Catherine Connolly, also house supervisor. You look like a bunny rabbit when you giggle. You wrinkle up your nose and your face. You're just adorable.
Well, thank you very much.
That's brilliant. So how long have you been associated with Westport House, Catherine?
I've been here over... just over 2 years, now nearly going on 2.5 years.
Where were you before?
I actually did, I was in college, I did heritage studies, which included history and research and all that kind of thing. So that's what I was doing beforehand. And I had just completed my dissertation on the workhouses in Ireland during the famine, and literally handed in, and a couple of months later, I got the job here in Westport House, and it has been just amazing. I love coming to work.
Where were you born?
In Castlebar, which is just the next
town. Down the road?
Yeah, it's literally a 20-minute drive.
When was the first time you were on the grounds of the estate of Westport House?
Oh, my God, when we were kids, we'd always come back and when we were my family, and we'd come back here and we'd play on the grounds. And
Was a family living here at the time?
The family lived in the house till 1969, but they moved out onto the estate where they still are today. So, you know, they had apartments in the house. They opened the house to the public in 1960. So there's two apartments in the house. and they lasted 9 years in the house, and then they moved out onto the grounds. So they would have been always around, you'd see.
Now you say they moved out onto the grounds.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means they're on the this estate.
There are houses on
this estate.
They're not living in a pub tent.
They're not.
No,
definitely
okay.
not.
Well,
they were living in lovely houses on the grounds. So, yeah.
Well, you can assume nothing.
Well,
like the woman, it is said in the urban legend, who was on a cruise ship, and when she heard she had an outside cabin, she wondered if that meant she was sleeping on the deck. For those of you who don't know, it means you have a window. So let's talk about, with your background mm-hmm. in heritage and history and
yes.
whatnot, you must have dived into this like jumping into a vat of fudge.
I literally, when I started working here, I just have been a sponge ever since then. It's like just, I want to know everything. I've been in every corner of this house and I just want to know more and more. And the history is so vast. You know, you're going back to Grace O'Malley, the pirate queen in the 1500s. And this house is built...
Well, the house was built in the 1700s. So how? What is the connection to the pirate queen Grace O'Malley?
She had a castle here. And this house is built on the ruins of the castle. So
Look
we have
that.
Dungeons downstairs dating back to the 1500s. It's
wow.
the original site of her castle. She would have had a tower house here. And so the first Brown that came over, Colonel John Brown, married Grace O'Malley's, the pirate queen's great-great-granddaughter. So the Browns are direct descendants of the pirate queen, which is why she's so evident everywhere. She is a huge important
okay,
part
so
of our history.
Has there been, other than documentary-style things perhaps, has there been some feature film about Grace O'Malley?
To be honest, we've had... there's a local writer called Anne Chambers who has done probably the most research on this family and Grace O'Malley. She really took Grace O'Malley out of the... Grace O'Malley nearly got lost in history, and Anne Chambers kind of rediscovered her, and she has written an amazing book, and she had literally went into all the documents and wrote an incredible book about Grand Noël, about Grace O'Malley. So,
but nobody's taken it and made it into...
There was a Broadway show. Grace O'Malley... I forget what it was called, the Pirate Queen of Ireland or something like that, and it flopped desperately. So, yes, but seemingly...
But Broadway is fickle.
Yeah, but I don't think they didn't tell the true story of her. It was kind of a makey-uppy. Mm. As far, no, I didn't see it, so I'm only...
Yeah, something like Paddington 2.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't seen that
Paddington
either.
Paddington 2. Paddington 1 was wonderful,
okay.
But Paddington 2, they got lost.
Okay, well, I think
too
that...
Too far from the original.
May have been something similar, so, but there is... Her story is amazing. She is an amazing woman, and we are huge fans of her in this house. And she...
Any ghosts walking about?
I always say there's a little bit of energy, but there is absolutely nothing sinister in this house at all.
Nobody it's said just, ghosts have to be sinister. Look at Casper.
No. Well, yeah. That's what they, if there is a ghost here, it is Casper, the friendly ghost. There, you sometimes feel a little energy, but I have spent a huge amount of time in this house, and I would never, ever be... afraid, or I'd never be spooked, or no. So it's lovely.
Yeah. Okay. So Grace O'Malley had one of those square tower
she buildings. Would have had a tower house, probably
yes.
maybe 3 or 4 stories. The family would live in the top 2 stories, and then you'd have the servants, and then underneath was really it would have been quite damp, so they'd have used it for some storage. The bottom one would not. So the dungeons downstairs are incredible. When you go into the dungeons, you will see there's one level of dungeons downstairs, but there is a second level, which unfortunately we've had to close off to the public due to health and safety. But this is the real, the chains on the walls, the whole lot. It's something else.
Was she busy chaining people up?
Well, I'm sure. I think if you stepped on her toes, she wouldn't be too happy with you. So, yeah, down to the dungeons you go.
Mm.
So when
don't mess with that woman.
You did not mess with Grace O'Malley. You know, you'd rue the day. But the Browns, when the Browns built the house, they used the dungeons as storage. So when you go down to the dungeons now, you can see there's hatches in the ceiling that's located to outside, and the coal man would come along and he'd pour the coal directly from outside down into the what we
call
the dungeons.
Yes.
So
got it.
That's what they would have used it. But you know, when you go down, you can just feel the change in temperature. You feel the cold. It's just an amazing place. So you'll have to have a little peep down there.
No.
Yeah, I'll go on. You might even get to spend the night.
I don't have to. No, I take me where the, you know,
you want to see the
lace curtains.
Yeah,
are,
the morning room and things like that.
And the tapestries.
Absolutely.
And the paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've lots of them too.
All right.
You're safe.
So when did Grace O'Malley's tower castle disappear and this wonderful, I guess it's classical Georgian style.
House, yeah. Yes. So we think this castle may have even gone into ruins in Grace O'Malley's time. She had a half-brother. He was known as Donal of the Pipes, and it is said this was his residence, and that it may have even gone into ruins in her lifetime. She had five castles around this area, so her favourite was Rockfleet Castle, which is over near Newport. It's another little town just not far from here. And so the Colonel John, the first Baron, came over in the mid-1600s, and he built the first Westport House, but there's nothing left of that building. And then he ended up losing all of his money and things like that, and it was their grandson, John Brown, that built this house in 1730. He built the first phase, and we're in the first phase of Westport House. It was only one room deep, and it was actually, when you look out in the hall, there are three arches, and that was the end. That was as far as the first house went. The Atlantic Ocean came right up to that spot.
Oh, wow.
In 1730. So,
all right, well, we're going to stop right there at the Atlantic Ocean at the back door, which is no longer at the back door. And we're talking with Catherine Connolly here at Westport House, County Mayo, Ireland. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
You gotta keep your head. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
Listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I've had tea and biscuits, but not the kind of biscuits that you'd get with your fried chicken and gravy. These are cookies. But if you want cookies, you need to ask for biscuits. And I didn't ask for these. They were just offered up. And I've never met a chocolate chip cookie that I couldn't refuse. So we've had our tea in lovely blue and white china with the cookies on a very pretty blue and white plate, and sitting in this lovely library, and I'm getting told wonderful stories. Any minute now, I just may fall asleep. So give me a nudge if I doze off, because afternoon tea time and a story, and, you know, I'll be snoozing any time now. So if you're driving, people, don't doze off. Stay awake. And I'm talking with Catherine Connolly, who you're also, in addition to being house supervisor, more or less the archivist, are you, or historian, or what?
I have been doing a huge amount of research. We're trying to kind of update the interpretation around the house, and just making it easier for people who come and visit to access the information. So that's what I'm currently at the moment. We've also introduced an audio tour for visitors, just so they get the true essence of the story. So I've been researching all that and writing that at the moment. So it's just amazing. I'm just coming across little bits of stories I haven't seen before, and find out more about different people down through the generations. And it's just also interesting, and you can just lose yourself in this place. It's just...
Well, we left the Browns, yes, marrying into the O'Malleys.
Yes.
And this house was then built 1730. Okay. That's why I have you here, so yes, I don't have to worry about remembering. So 1730, this gorgeous house was built. I always love to ask this question. How long did it take to build this house?
It was built, we think, probably completed over a couple of years. And because it was only one room deep, it was quite small.
It looked big from the outside.
Yeah, well,
it
would have been wide, but it only was
narrow
one room deep
going back.
And then in the kind of the 1770s, the first Marquess of Sligo, he was the third Earl of Altamont. He completed the square of the house. They'd made a lot of money. The man that built this house is John Brown, and he made his money through the linen and flax trade in Westport. And then he had a son, Peter Brown, who was very clever and married an incredibly wealthy lady. Her name was Elizabeth Kelly, and she brought all of the money. She was the only her father was Dennis Kelly, and he was Chief Justice of Jamaica. He had lots of property and sugar plantations in Jamaica as well. So she was the only child, so she inherited absolutely everything. And she really brought all of the wealth here to Westport.
Yeah. That's what smart people do.
Yes.
They're born into right families and
look at and
marry into right
and
families.
And that's what they did. All of these marriages, they were just connections. And they kind of liked to keep the wealth within the families around the area. So they kind of married each other and kept the wealth within these families around Mayo. And
you know, I'm sure you watched Downton Abbey.
Yes, of course.
And you remember that Lord Grantham was married to an American woman.
Yes.
Who had money.
Yes.
It was her money that was busy fixing up the castle, that was fixing up
exactly.
Downton Abbey, which is actually Highclere Castle people in England. And I want you to go to sabrams.com, my website.
Definitely.
And you'll see at the top of the homepage me behind a British phone booth. Wasn't actually taken in England, by the way, people. It was taken at Universal Studios at the Notting Hill exhibit.
Yes.
Where, you know, dedicated to the making of the film Notting Hill. So you see me behind the red phone booth. If you look just above the red phone booth in the navigation bar, you'll see YouTube channel Travel TV. Click on Travel TV. It'll take you over to where we archive my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, which airs on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern time, and then count backward across the nation all the way to Hawaii, where we reach altogether 40 million households on television.
Okay.
So you were talking about, I've completely lost the reason that I wanted to tell you about Travel TV. What were you just telling me?
We were talking about Downton Abbey. You were Elizabeth Kelly bringing money.
Oh, people marrying people with money. Okay.
Yes.
Go to episode 7, Castle Hopping. No, excuse me. Episode 8, Dutchess County. Delightfully distinctive Dutchess. Dutchess County is in the Hudson Valley region of New York State. It's gorgeous. A family of substantial wealth, gloriously substantial wealth, built a house called Statsburg House, in a place called Statsburg.
Okay.
Statsburgh. Statsburg House is right next to the town of Hyde Park, where the Vanderbilts and the Roosevelts had their summer homes. I was interviewing the chief educator there, and he told me about how one of the daughters, they had twins, I think it was Beatrice, married an Irishman in County Longford.
Okay.
Came with all her money, and in the early 1900s, brought in central heating, you know, refurbished, fixed the roof, made the place lovely again, maintained it, rehabbed it. And the thing she missed most was the gray squirrels that we have in New York State and the Northeast, all of the Northeast, and probably most of the country, because they have those ugly little red squirrels here that are scrawny with little ugly, scrawny tails. And she imported gray squirrels. And so when you see a gray squirrel in Ireland, it came from an American young woman with lots of money who married an aristocrat in Castle Forbes in County Longford. It's just outside of Lanesboro, Ireland.
Yeah.
And and along with that, so every time you see a gray squirrel, you think of that.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
I will, for sure.
So, now who was it that had the money here?
Elizabeth Kelly. So she, interesting fact, the original town of Westport used to be out the front of this green here, at the front of the house. And Peter Brown at the time, obviously his status went up when he had the wealth and he moved the town to where it is today. So
my kind of guy.
Yeah, he so in 1767 up sticks and moved it to where it is. So it's one of the first planned towns in Ireland. Westport was. He's got an architect, William Leeson.
Oh, no wonder it is so charmingly laid out.
That's why it's absolutely beautiful, yes.
How do you like that?
Isn't that good?
I had to come here and meet you, Catherine, to find that out.
That's it. So it's one of the first planned towns in Ireland, so it was. That's why it's so spectacular. And it would, so any guest or any visitor that wants to come to the house would have to come through the delightful, charming town. So they'd know they were going to the house where there was
and lots of monuments and sculptures and things
absolutely,
along the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really beautiful.
And they would come up the avenue and they just catch glimpses of the house through all the trees.
Well,
and then they turned the corner and there it was.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back talking with Catherine Connolly, Miss Know-It-All, truly, it's, you know, she's got the answers here. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams, live from Westport House in County Mayo, Ireland. Don't leave me.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
You're listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm going to have a tough time leaving where I am right now because, A, it is absolutely delightful, comfortable, charming, elegant, and I've got my own leprechaun feeding me all the history about Westport House here in County Mayo, Ireland, in the form of Catherine Connolly, who is the house supervisor and chief cook and bottle washer repairer.
Pretty much.
So, how many rooms are there today here in this house that are open to view for visitors?
We have over 30 rooms. It's actually 33 rooms to view to visitors that come here. And it's over three floors. And it really is a lovely experience because we do have tours as well, guided tours. But most people that come here, it's self-guided. So it means you can just take your time. There's lots of reading and information as you're going around. And as I say, we're updating the information to make it more informative to our guests that come to visit us. And they can just wander around at their own leisure. There's nobody running after them or closing doors behind them or anything like that. So it's very much a relaxed viewing and experience.
Find out that Westport House is open, alive and operating?
Well, we do. We have our Facebook page, westporthouse.ie. We have lots of social media, the website, our Facebook page as well. So we're very much, we try and scream our name a lot.
Do you ever do any events as simple as maybe offering, certain days, certain times, high tea, 4 p.m. kind of thing, up to somebody having some formal occasion they want to celebrate here?
We do everything from weddings. We have afternoon tea here. We have had midsummer night banquets. We do it all here. I mean, literally, it's...
Are you going to tell me you do candlelight suppers?
If you want a candlelight supper, we will get you a candlelight supper.
What is that that British comedy? Keeping Up Appearances?
Oh, Hyacinth. Hyacinth Bouquet.
Hyacinth.
The Lady of the House speaking.
Yes. The Lady of the House. having plans for yet again another of her candlelight suppers.
Yes, candlelight suppers. Yes. Last year we had, it was just wonderful, Midsummer's Night Banquet here for 100 of our closest friends. and it was just amazing. It's just because this is what this house is for. This was a huge entertaining house. And we have things. We have the Chamber Music Orchestra come here. They have their opening night here. And it's just the house filled with music. And it just would put goose pimples on your goose pimples. It's absolutely amazing.
There needs to be somebody. Well, maybe that's... what is her name? Biddy?
Biddy.
Maybe that's her job.
Yes. Biddy's great, yeah.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of speaking with her by telephone. I look forward to getting
to know
her.
She has been probably just the backbone of this place, getting it out there, getting people knowing about us.
Yeah, because, passionate. There should be, how many days a year are you open?
We open from the 1st of March. The house itself opens from the 1st of March. And we just have limited opening hours in November. We do Winter Wonderland here with Santa and Mrs. Claus and all the elves. And that's an amazing experience. We run that for all of December and going into a little bit in January. And then we close for most of the month of January. And we open weekends in February. So we're opened quite a amount.
Well, you need to have a calendar online.
We do.
Of events.
It's all there.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well
it's been updated.
But you know, I don't know about it. There's an awful lot of people that
know about it. Westmoorthouse.ie.
Yeah. We have have to go check it all out. Because this could be just the hub of...
Well, that's why we've Tim Husbands here. He has just amazing vision and has the wherewithal to kind of do that and really put us on the map. You know, we had 163,000 visitors last year, but, you know, that can just go up.
And no kidding.
It deserves to be.
And you've got the grounds. You've got the space for
it. Look at, you know, it's just, and they have amazing plans for out in the grounds and the ruins of the church that you see out the window there, they were planning on restoring that old 19th century church, or the 18th century church, I should say, and just doing amazing things, doing all kinds of...
Well, if they did that, then people could have the marriage ceremony and something that's a religious thing. Now that it's now a good few years that you can get married in a secular place as long as you've gotten your appointments to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's not that long ago in Ireland, you couldn't get married in a castle or a hotel.
You could
out on the lawn or something.
We have a few weddings booked in for this year, and we had our last wedding was last summer. They got married at the back of the house. They came into the house. They had their prosecco and canapes and musicians, and then they went down to the hotel for their dinner and dancing. And so the hotel
is
literally
a movable feast.
That's it. So it was just so different. It just adds another element to your wedding day, and it's just lovely.
Oh well, and the feel of the place is quite. You would say homely, but don't say that to Americans.
No. Okay,
the word we use is homey.
Homey.
Homely would refer to, generally speaking, a woman you find unattractive.
Oh, okay, well, we definitely won't call it homely. So.
Yeah, but on this side of the ocean, people use it to mean cozy or like at home.
Yes,
but
exactly.
No.
Okay.
No, we only think.
I'll remember that. Actually,
we only think we speak the same language. Almost, but not quite. So, what happens in November, December here in terms of open?
As I say, well, we open just Saturdays and Sundays for the moment. That may change
in November.
November, and at the end of November, then we have Winter Wonderland. So people.
And what do you do exactly for that?
Oh my goodness, it's just amazing. The house is all done up for Christmas, and then families come and they get met by their elf at the front door, and they get guided around the house. They have story time, Mrs. Claus, and then they go and they meet the gingerbread man, and they make some gingerbread men, or decorate gingerbread men. And
I have to come to this.
It's amazing. They put.
When does that start?
It starts the end of November,
and it's every weekend.
Every weekend, all the way up till, so as the nearer we get to Christmas, the more we open, obviously. But it's weekends coming up, and it's just.
All right, I'm coming to that.
Too, because and then they go to meet Santa. And you get your gift, and then you got to go down to make your Yuletide logs. And there we have a road train as well. And so the road train, you get to have your spin on the road train. And it's just magical. It really is a wonderful experience. So,
I made a suggestion, and I even wrote a several-page-long mechanics of how this would work. And regrettably... the only publicity I see that's related to it is about Christmas markets that already exist. But my idea was, and I have graciously shared it at no charge, somebody would have paid somebody, some consultant, six figures to do what I did. But in any event, this would be a perfect spot to do a Christmas market, either somewhere in the house if you've got the space, or on the lawn, or, you know, pitch big tents, or do what they do everywhere else in Germany and elsewhere, where they've got, like, little individual cabins that lock up at night.
Yes.
And get the local artisans, craftsmen, and people that make everything from food products to jewelry and books and clothing and whatnot, and have a Christmas market here.
It would be wonderful.
Because love to see, well, listen, it's at the time of the year when... everybody needs business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
because, you know, you start the end of November and you do November run up to Christmas.
That's it, exactly.
And that's the time of the year when, A, you know, this that's not the most overcrowded period of time when people are beating a path to Ireland. And in fact, if they're going anywhere, they're going to Germany.
Yeah, of course.
And you could grab them on the way out.
You get them on the way back.
That's it. And, or you, well, you know, if you fly with Aer Lingus, they give you a free stop in both directions. So if you get them first before they spend all their money at German Christmas markets.
Yes, that would be even better, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, because my thought was, you know, if it was done like the Tidy Towns competition, you do Christmas market competition in every town. Great. And then, so people really make an effort.
Yes.
And then create a map and have every car rental company have that map in the front seat of the car when you arrive in November or December.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know about it, you know about it now. And really do a big push and have people going, you know, on a Christmas market trail.
It would be amazing.
And buying unique,
of course,
an interesting product. We're going to take a quick break and come back because they're making terrible signs and signals at me. So unless I plan to get my throat cut, I better stop right now. And we'll be right back with Catherine Connolly here at Westport House in County Mayo, Ireland. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Longcrew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, you go, lassie, go.
You're listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Catherine Connolly. She's the house supervisor at Westport House in County Mayo, Ireland, and it's, used to be able to look out the windows here and see the town of Westport. It's really quite amazing to think somebody could have, you know, jacked up the city and moved it off to the left a bit.
Yep.
Some wonderful statues and sculptures in the town of Westport. It's really a darling, special town, and great shops, great boutique shops. And a bunch of pubs. And what would an Irish town be without a bunch of pubs?
It's very important.
And here in the house, it's just one of those wonderful, historic, gorgeous places that are, it's filled. I mean, the library and other rooms have the artifacts and items that have been, you know, left from generations. You mentioned it's over 30 rooms that you get to visit. What are some of the rooms? What do you find in them?
We have the most wonderful rooms. We have the drawing room, which we use for our different events, such as weddings and the afternoon teas. And the drawing room has a beautiful parquet flooring that was put in the 1850s and the most wonderful hand-painted blue sky ceiling in that room. It's really a very special room, one of my favourites. There's a beautiful large dining room done by an architect, James Wyatt, completed in 1783, and it's based on the Wedgwood design. Beautiful blue and white. It's an incredible room. We have a small dining room, beautiful morning room, which would have been the ladies' room. They would have done their embroidery and their reading and written out their jobs for their servants in this room. But it's one of those rooms. It doesn't matter what the weather's like outside. It's always filled with light. It's really an incredible room. Upstairs we have the master bedroom, the red bedroom, with amazing, beautiful furniture in there, and a big four-poster bed. There's another, the blue bedroom then would be the ladies' bedroom, and absolutely amazing. And then we've exhibitions about the family upstairs as well. So there's four exhibitions. We have Famine Letters, written by the Marchioness of Sligo. And they're just amazing handwritten letters that you can read up there. They really are incredible. And there's the second Marquess of Sligo, How Peter Brown, emancipated the slaves in Jamaica. We've a lovely exhibition all about him and all that he did during that time upstairs as well. That's an incredible exhibition. And there's the most random things. We have like 10 wax figures literature figures sitting around a table playing chess upstairs, and they frighten absolutely everybody because they're very incredibly lifelike. So
anybody we know?
There's Lord Alfred Tennyson is there.
No kidding.
W.B. Yeats is there.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's Charlotte O'Carlin, the blind harpist, is up there as well. Yeah.
Where did these come from?
They would have all have been visitors to the house or have had some.
No,
kind of
I didn't mean where did the people come from? Where did the wax figures come from?
The wax figures were made by this company in London called Gem Studios, which actually they've been making wax figures since the mid 1800s. And Jeremy, the 11th Marquess here, was just decided to try something new, as he did. He tried lots of different things to kind of up the profile of the house. We've had a zoo here, and we've had music festivals, circuses, and even a giant pink rabbit called Pinky roaming the halls. He literally tried everything, and the wax figures was another one of his things he tried, just to give the house a little twist to something different for people to come and visit. So
that's hilarious.
It's brilliant. Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant. And he used to actually have them dotted around. He'd have one in each room. And then we decided to gather them all together and have them in one room. And it has a bit of an impact.
it certainly sounds that way.
Yes.
Now, as part of that, give people a reason to create buzz about the house.
Yes.
There appears to be, because of Grace O'Malley, a pirate park?
Yes. Well, we
now
have...
Now, where is that?
That is actually, it's out on the grounds, and it's very well hidden by some trees. So when you come to visit Westport House, you're not hit with a big pirate swinging ship or a log flume ride. It's very discreetly hidden behind some lovely trees. Mm. But it's another way to help maintain the house and upkeep of the house. And it's a huge attraction for families here during the summer when the children are on their school holidays, and you can come here at 10 o'clock in the morning and stay here till 6 o'clock in the evening, and you can bring a picnic and spend all day on the different rides, walk in the grounds and coming into the house. The kids love the dungeons downstairs. It's a big draw for the kids, and it's just a great day out. It really is. So,
wow.
So it's amazing. Yeah, it's a hive of activity here in the summer.
Wow.
Yeah
well, you know, you balance that with, you know, the pirate park on one hand, and the winter festival thing that
yes.
you do in late fall, early winter.
Well, it was literally to generate money to maintain the house. This house is absolutely beautiful, but it takes a huge amount of money to keep it going.
Oh, yeah, it's a big elephant.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. But so you may have seen the swan boats, the huge, gigantic.
I did see the swan
They're pedalo boats. Part of our pirate park as well, so you can take a little jaunt
out. They're gorgeous.
The lake, though. They're amazing.
It looks like there's a dozen of them out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's lots and there's lots.
And they're huge.
Yeah, they're hard work as well.
I think I'd like to take one home. I think I'd like to paddle about
yes,
with a swan.
That, well, do you know something? It's, as I say, it was something different and something to amuse.
Yeah, but it looks grand.
It does.
Normally, it's not unusual to see, when you come up to a grand house,
yes,
peacocks on the lawn, swans in the pond or the lake.
We have we always have swans on the lake, and they're just after having their babies, so it's all little cygnets just there.
Aww.
But you see them when they're starting to get a bit older, they go up to the big swan pedalos kind of going, are you my mummy? But it is beautiful, you know.
There's an American children's book like that, Are You My Mother?
Oh,
do you
yes.
know that book?
I do actually know it,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He thought his mother was a snort.
Okay.
Do you know what a snort is?
I have no idea.
I think it was a crane, and it made a big sound.
Okay.
And the sound that it made when the motor was operating was snort.
Okay.
So he thought his mother was a snort. I sort of remember that from my children's younger
yes.
literary days.
Yeah.
So on the subject of literary, I need you to go full circle.
Yes.
Back to your list of books in inventory here at Westport House here in County Mayo.
Edith.
And see if Edith Wharton, who, by the way, was born Edith Jones, from the family that was nouveau riche, and from the concept of keeping up with the Joneses, was conspicuous consumption. Mm-hmm. They were the Joneses.
Okay.
That was her family.
Oh,
go read about Edith Wharton.
Yeah, I'm
a talented, creative, wonderful woman
whose fans would flock here if they knew you had a book on your shelf and that she had been a visitor to this
house.
Well,
I tell you, Stephanie, we have to cross one.
We have to go. Come back next week, everybody. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.